You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti spine procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host, Ethan Uecker.
Welcome back to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Bonatti alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Bonatti. So with American education system increasingly teaching our children critical race theory and leftist wokeism, many more conservative parents are choosing to homeschool, just like ourselves. Joining us now are returning guests and friends of the show, Kevin and Sam Sorbo, filmmakers, actors, authors of the Playbook for Home Learning, and founders of the Underground Education Academy. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Certainly.
Jinx. Yeah, there were so many things to list in the intro when I was writing it. I thought, I don't know. Let's just say that they're filmmakers and producers. And I know, Kimberly, mm-hmm. this hits close to home with you.
It certainly does. We didn't like what was going on in the school we had our daughter in, so we decided to educate her at home, and she's thriving. So why don't we talk about the state of the education system and what made you and your husband, Kevin, want to homeschool?
Well, I got to be honest with you. It's all this lady right here. I'm the one who does the movies to fight back to the wokeism and cancel culture. And I do movies that are about good movies that have good messages, like Left Behind, which opens January 26th. But let her talk about the homeschooling.
Sure.
Yeah, so I'll pick up the thread. Education is really about indoctrination. Mm-hmm. It's about the doctrine, right? And what we're seeing in the schools today is an indoctrination with false doctrine. What we want to encourage parents to do is to indoctrinate their children with the true doctrine. And part of that is obviously the culture. And that's why Kevin and I do the films that we do also, is because the culture indoctrinates us as well. And so we like to work on films that have true doctrine in them, right? That express our values and our beliefs.
Well, Walt Disney said back in the 1950s, movies and television will influence our youth.
Yes.
Well, gee, 60 years later, what do you think's been going on out there? So
correct.
We're doing the movies that Hollywood won't do anymore. Movies with hope and love and redemption and faith and laughter and things like that. And so I hope people go to leftbehindmovie.com. I got to throw it out there because we're on 1,500 screens starting January 26th. Leftbehindmovie.com, based off the 80 million best-selling Left Behind books. Mm-hmm. And this is the sequel to the one that came out 8 years ago with Nicolas Cage. I took over that role. I also directed as well. Sam's in it. Neil McDonald's in it. Corbin Burnson's in it. Greg Perreault, Sarah Fisher. Mm-hmm. We got a great cast. So please check it out because we need to fill up those theaters because I don't have $100 million advertising budget like James Cameron does for Avatar. We need you guys to tell everybody about this amazing, amazing movie.
Well, yeah, what's fun about this is if you go to leftbehindmovie.com, you can order your tickets right there online. Yeah. Then you take that link and you send it to all your friends and you say, meet me at the theater and, you know, join me for a movie. And it becomes a don't get left behind party.
There you go.
Left behind screening.
Yes. Well, I can certainly state for myself and my husband, we'll be there to watch. Now, you know, the indoctrination in our schools is unbelievable. They're having drag queen shows. They're talking about how you can be whatever gender or animal that you want to be. In eighth grade, they're putting out books showing sexual positions that children can learn from. Why is it all of the sexualization of our children is going on?
Well, they want to have sex with your children.
Yeah, it's awful.
They want to corrupt and pervert the children. Children are Christ bearers. And by the way, it's not eighth grade books. It's all the way down to kindergarten.
With the
blatant over-sexualization of the children. And in fact, I don't know if you know, but Oregon ruled that you didn't have to know how to read or do math to graduate high school. So what they've done is they convinced us that education was all academic. And so butt out with your doctrine, your silly biblical doctrine. We don't want it. And we kind of went along with that. We said, well, I guess they know because they're the educators that it should all be academic. And now they're saying, oh, wait, it's not academics. It's actually about doctrine. And we want to indoctrinate your children. Mm. And we're standing on the sidelines going, but wait, I thought it was supposed to be academics.
Correct.
So let's just wise up and understand that education is about a lot more than academics. I'm not saying it's not academics, but it's not entirely academics. In fact, it's more importantly doctrine. And get back to basics with your kids. Keep them home. Mm-hmm. Bible's very clear. never says find a good school for your child. The only reason that you think that school is the answer is because they taught you to think that way.
Our founding fathers are homeschooled, by the way. And I'll tell you something, some of the best amazing things, gifts that came out of COVID were the fact that 2 million more homes now are homeschooling because they were brave enough to wake up to the fact that our public education system is pathetic.
Yes.
And they fought back right now.
So I've taught him well. No, I'm kidding. he doesn't say that it's broken because it's not broken. Right. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do, which is to
dumb you down.
Children away from you.
Yes.
And infantilize them until they become slaves to the society. And that's what they're producing. They're producing consumers who have no discernment.
Yes.
And we have to stop that, especially. So you as the parents, you need to stand in the breach. You need to protect your children.
And when parents speak out about how their children are being indoctrinated, they're being labeled as terrorists. I've never seen such absurdity.
Well, they love their labels. You know that. I mean, I'm a conservative and a Christian in Hollywood. And so right away, oh, you're homophobic. I'm going, right. I've been in the business 40 years. I've had a gay person on pretty much every movie and TV show I've done. Find one that says I was horrible to them. They won't, but they love their labels. And because honestly, they're ignorant and uneducated. And that's the most they can get from watching any kind of news if they watch news at all.
I heard this the other day, and I think it's so fascinating. People like to do evil.
Yes.
They want to do evil. If they can find a ruler who will tell them to do evil so they can absolve themselves of the guilt, because they know the difference between right and wrong, it's written in every heart, right? Mm-hmm. If they can absolve themselves of the guilt and they say, well, this person told me to do it, then that's their comfort zone. So they want to do evil. They get an excuse to do evil. And the excuse these days is the leftist ideology gives them all the excuses that they need.
Well, and to tie in your movie, even though it has nothing to do with homeschooling, Left Behind, a lot of experts and child psychologists and things have said through the years that kids who are homeschooled tend to kind of get left behind, specifically socially with their development. What have you guys seen in that realm? I already know what your answer is going to be.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of homeschool kids, mine included. They're so much more social and they're so much more comfortable around adults. And our kids have been complimented from day one with homeschooling, saying your kids are great. They're getting off an airplane from flight attendants to waiters at restaurants. I mean, I think it's such a misnomer. And it's just a way to sort of just pretend that's a better way to go. Because why not just keep going to public schools where they can teach you how to hate the world and hate the country and indoctrinate you? When I was in school, I never had, from kindergarten through college, I never had anybody, any teacher, professor tell me to believe in God or not believe in God, tell me how to vote. That just didn't happen. Just the last 30 years, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And we're seeing the fruit of that with public school teachers now that grew up in that world and the craziness of what they're doing to our children. And I think it's child abuse. It's pretty much like having your three-year-old wear a mask at the airport. I say child abuse as I walk by these parents.
It's true.
I'll just say this. I was coaching somebody this morning who's considering homeschooling. And they said, but what about the socialization? And I said, so here's the thing. In public school, they don't teach you how to prioritize because they don't want you to prioritize. So they teach you to make pros and cons lists when you want to make a decision. Mm-hmm. The pros and cons lists just invites chaos in. What you need to do is prioritize. And so you put your priorities in order. Your first priority, is it for or against it? It's either up or down. It's a yes or no. So every choice is binary. Mm-hmm. So then when you come to me and say, well, what about socialization? I just say, we're talking about education. If you want to talk about socialization, I would argue school is not the best place for a child to be social, to acquire social skills. What, from other kids? Are you kidding me? Like, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, are we not trying to talk about education? And if school doesn't meet the standard for education, which it clearly doesn't, then why are we continuing this conversation?
Well, it's just to throw everything in a state of chaos, but we're out of time, unfortunately. Thank you so much, Kevin and Sam Sorbo, for being on the program again. We invite you back to be on again because the indoctrination of our children cannot happen for this liberal leftist agenda. We need conservatism and patriotism and religion.
And check out the movie.
You know,
yes.
There's more information on sorbostudios.com, more information on everything she does with home education, everything we do together as a team, directing and acting and producing movies that make a difference.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That wraps up this edition of American Medicine Today. Check us out next Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. You can hear our radio show anytime by going to the iHeartRadio app, keyword AMT, and check out previous episodes of this program on YouTube. Search American Medicine Today.